Hey, my friends. Last podcast and episode, we talked about why people are mean. This week's episode, we're going to talk about what to do when people are mean. So we talked, you know, why, trying to figure that out. But now what? What do you do? Your feelings are hurt. You've been betrayed. Something's unfair. Or someone said something completely horrific to you. What do you do? And I find it interesting that this episode falls, if you're watching it in real time, on the week of Easter. And we're going to wrap it up with the big man, Jesus, who is the one who was treated the worst and was such a great example. So I put today three things to do when someone is mean to you, okay? The first thing is assess. I want you to stop and take a break. I love that quote, between action and reaction, there's a pause. You know, take that pause. And that pause might need to be several weeks. That pause might need to be enough time for you to think and assess, is this somebody that you want in your tribe? Is this somebody whose opinion you truly value, especially in today's world when people take to mean, nasty comments online? I can't tell you the countless comments I have had that have been great, but then on the swing on the pendulum that have been so judgmental, hurtful, and rude. I remember back in the day, I posted someone messaged me on a YouTube video. I have more respect for a pedophile than I do a widow or widower who remarries. And I'm just, is that, number one, assess, is that person in my tribe? Do I even know who that person is? No. It definitely takes you aback. When people you don't know say mean and hurtful things. But again, take that pause and assess, is their opinion really valuable to me? And if not, you have to let it go. You can't sit there and read comments and go back and forth with people that you don't even at the end of the day really care what they are saying to you or what their opinion is even of you. If you don't value that, then don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. So if you're assessing and they're not in your tribe, thank you. Next. Like, okay, lesson learned. If they're showing you their true colors and you don't like how you're treated, then that's a very good way of being able to be grateful and realize, okay, I don't want that person in my life. I don't want to invest in that relationship. Okay, number two, if you've assessed and they are in your tribe or you value them in your tribe, communicate with them. I know it can be scary. I know it can be hard. Sometimes you can't change people, but you need to be able to discuss it and talk about it. I was born and raised in a family that a lot of the times you just sweep it under the rug, right? You don't talk about it. You just talk about it behind their back. And it's really hurtful. Like, you just need to clear the air and just communicate. You don't need to have contention. You don't need to be accusatory. You can come from a place of genuine, sincere love, concern, and be vulnerable. You will never regret being vulnerable to someone in your tribe whose opinion you value, because in that you're true to yourself. You're able to adequately share your feelings, irregardless of how they react, what they say. If you are being vulnerable and sharing how you feel to people who deserve to hear those feelings, there's a huge difference right there. You want to be vulnerable and open up to people who have earned the right to hear that. But if someone who has earned that right has hurt you, you do need to open up and communicate that with them. Okay, what if they're not going to change? What if this is a pattern for them? Let me tell you, I have dealt with that recently, and it's been difficult. It's been hard. I have a big, huge person in my life that I adore, that I treasure, and that I love that said some really hurtful things to me recently. And as I've looked back, you know, it's a cycle. It's how they are. Going to them wouldn't really make a difference in this scenario. And throughout my time with this special relationship of mine, I've just had to practice number three, which is giving them grace. There's nothing that I could say that will change the behavior of this person, right? Especially when people are older, they're stuck in their ways, and they're generationally, it's just not in their wheelhouse to use those communication patterns. And then even if you did bring, you know, even if I did bring it up to this person that I adore and that I love, I don't feel that there would be much resolution. It might hurt the relationship. So I have just chosen to give them grace, and I've done that over and over again, a lot. And it's been hurtful and it's been hard, especially when someone that you love has said hurtful things to you or judged you or, you know, when you've chosen to share your feelings with them, then they have not validated you, or, you know, in my experience, I wasn't validated and I was berated for being vulnerable and faithless. And that's totally not who I am. But it just showed me, like, okay, I can't be vulnerable, even though I really, really want to, with this person that I adore and that I love. I can't go there with that person. So you have to be able to read people and learn from the past and not be disappointed by their behavior. If it's a repeated pattern, you just know you don't go to that person. If you want to keep them in your tribe, you have to give them grace. Number three, don't forget. It's hard. It's unimaginable at times, especially if someone isn't in your tribe and they've wronged you, they've betrayed you, they've lied about you. It is so hard to not have anger and bitterness and resentment for that person. I have been in that situation too, and it's hard. But I have learned that as I have forgiven and I wish that person the best, several people that have hurt me, I've wished them the best. Forgiveness is really for the person who forgives. Like, I don't harbor those unfair, angry, bitter, vindictive feelings anymore in my heart for those people. So when you give someone grace, it's for you and it's powerful. And if you're in that spot and you're like, what the heck? How do I do this? How do I give them grace? Because I don't have it in me. From my experience, and you know, if you've watched my channel or listened to my podcast, I am a huge proponent for Christianity and for my Savior Jesus Christ. I know from experience that I have been able to do things beyond my own capacity because of my Savior Jesus Christ and my faith in Him and my endless, countless petitions to Him, prayers, pleadings, tears. So many times in my closet, I have just poured buckets of tears, and I know He showed up for me. I've seen the breadcrumbs, and I've felt His presence and Him guiding me and lighting me along the way of healing and forgiveness. And so if you are stuck, if someone has hurt you, especially someone maybe that you adore or that you love, practice the pause, assess, and give them grace if you want them in your life. And even if you don't want them in your life, still give them grace and forgive them, because you don't want to carry around that. That's for you. Forgiving is for you. Remember that. As I marinated on this topic, you know, I'm sitting there and studying about our Savior Jesus Christ. And again, whatever you believe in, whatever higher power. For me and a lot of my followers and listeners, that is a Christian-based. So for me, that is, I know that I have a Heavenly Father who loves me. I know that I have a Savior who came to the earth and suffered for my sins. But the atonement, which I have learned through really devastating hard things, isn't just for sinners. You know, the atonement is this inexplainable power that can help give you strength when you need it. And so many times that my bucket of hope, strength has been completely dry. And as I have gone and kneeled in prayer and asked and pleaded, I have been given what I needed to get through that day. And that is my challenge to you. If you are going through something hard in this moment, turn to your knees, turn to your higher power. Know that God loves you and cares for you and won't impose his will upon you. He is a God of choice. He is a God of love, and we need to go to him if we need his help and his strength. I was thinking about our Savior, and he was betrayed. You know, all the wrongdoings you can think of in your life, he's experienced it real time, and we can turn to that in the scriptures, in the Bible. I also believe in another testament of Jesus Christ, which is the Book of Mormon. But you can read the stories about him. He was betrayed by Judas for some money, by a kiss. He was humiliated. He was turned on by people that just weeks earlier had thrown down palm leaves and adored him and praised him. All of a sudden, they're reviling against him and letting, hey, let that murderer go free. We want Jesus to be the one crucified him. He was berated. He was made fun of. He was spit on. He was whipped. He was lashed at. He was put on a thorn-made crown and mocked that he was the king of the Jews. And what happened when they put him on the cross? What did Jesus do? You know, go ahead and look in the Bible and read, like, that he pleaded and he prayed and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And maybe sometimes people don't know that they're hurting you. And maybe they do, but we need to give them grace, because in doing that, it frees us and helps those feelings be absolved through the miraculous power of our Savior Jesus Christ. And I know that it's hard to comprehend at times, like, how does this work? Especially if you haven't grown up around a religious base or a faith base, and you're just kind of like, what do I do? You know, start with prayer and start with reading anything you can about him. And in those small little things of learning about Jesus, we're able to then reflect on our own life and how he's helped others through the scripture stories. And it will strengthen you and give you hope and peace and courage and just that enough in your tank to move to the next day. And then repeat. And I have done that for 10 plus years, you know, in my life. And it's been highly imperfect and really hard at times. But I treasure and I value what I have learned and the lessons and the faith that I've been able to exercise and see the rewards from that. So if you are dealing with the tidal wave of emotions of people being mean to you, remember these steps, and I love you guys.